Thinking about building your own ebook publishing business? Find answers to the five most asked questions in today's edition of the Information Product Publishers Podcast. Smith here from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketersZone.com. We're just coming off an incredibly busy and exciting week, the first ever of our subscriber special over at InfoMarketersZone.com. It's the first week of two limited weeks to launch the service at $1.95 for 60 days of access. That's $1.95 to get 60 days of access. It's been greatly received. We've had lots of signups and lots of activity on our internal discussion boards. And this is at InfoMarketersZone.com. It's a private member site for info product marketers and publishers. It has over 30 hours of videos, professional ebook templates for you, audio interviews, tons of answers on the discussion forum already. It's going to be the mechanism by which it can skyrocket your business, really ramp you up in your information product publishing business. So take a look at our blog at HireTrustMarketing.com/blog for all the details. The latest post on the blog gives you some details on how to get that $1.95 trial. If it's nothing more than signing up for that 60 days, I urge you to just to take a look at this because there's lots of good information you'll be able to use on that site. So our topic today, back to our topic, we want to talk specifically or focus in on ebook publishing, although a lot of the questions we're going to answer today have direct relevance to just about any kind of information product you want to develop, similar types of questions. Now these questions, these five questions, I get a ton of emails from some of you great subscribers, and I monitor a lot of ebook discussion forums, I do a lot of coaching, private one-on-one coaching. And of course, just the people that buy my products often come back and have follow-up questions or struggle on one specific aspect. So I get a lot of patterns coming out and a lot of different questions that come up quite often. What I decided to do was to take the five most common questions, pull them out, and just talk a little bit about each one. Try and make sure that we can get you some answers on these questions, because I know that anyone that's starting or is building their information product publishing business, you're going to probably have at least one of these questions, if not four or five of them. So the first one, to create an ebook question, is what topic do I choose? And again, here, I think the thing to remember is that a lot of people have a number of ideas. You know, you might get a couple of ideas a week. You might get a couple of ideas every day. The struggle is not coming up with possible ideas. The struggle that everyone's going through is, how do I test for them? How do I... what criteria do I use to pick one? And more important, what do I do with it when I get it? How do I move it into the next phase? So the first realization, I guess, with picking an idea is that you need to, you know, list 10 or 15 of your ideas. I always make it a very important part to make sure that it's an interest or a passion that you have, because things are just going to go that much smoother. Here's one fallacy that I'd like to tear down right away, and that is I have yet to see a niche market where there isn't a sellable idea to be found. So don't worry that you've got some kind of obscure hobby or obscure interest or strange area that you don't think that you're going to be able to come up with an idea. Don't worry about that. List the area of interest, and then we'll go about finding a topic for you in that area. So don't eliminate a market based solely on the fact that you think you got to be in one or two hot markets. There are thousands of hot markets out there. It's just a matter of finding the right sellable idea within that market. And so you want to use a tool, I mentioned this many times before for the listeners, is inventory.overture.com, which will allow you to go in and plug in some keywords and give you a reading of how much demand, search demand there has been on those keywords. And we'll give you a lot of different sub-keywords under that with the demand figures. Now, demand is one side of the equation. As many of you will know, the other side of the equation is making sure that people want information and that they'll buy information on your topic. It's not enough to know that there's a lot of demand. You also want to know that people are willing to spend money to get answers to the questions they have. And to do that, you want to go up to another site, and that is the keyword bid search tool from overture that gives you an idea what people are willing to pay on the pay-per-click search engines for advertising. Now, the theory being that if people are paying a lot of money for advertising, chances are they're making a lot of money for it. At least, you know, if you monitor the ads on a daily basis and you're seeing those high costs, you know, maintaining themselves at a very high level for pay-per-click advertising for a period of a few weeks, then you know you've got a pretty hot market there in terms of supply. And then the other thing to watch out for in terms of topic is making sure people are looking for information and not services or other types of hard product goods. Making sure that there's evidence they're looking for books or audios or CDs or DVDs or workshops or boot camps or any kind of, you know, sign of information, paid newsletters, membership sites, all of those types of things are good signs that people are willing to pay for information. So what's the second question? Well, another big question that comes up when people start getting to the point where they need to develop their information product, and they start to think, well, okay, cool, I got to type it in. What software am I going to use to develop this? Do I do it in HTML and convert it into an executable, or do I do this in Microsoft Word and convert it into a Adobe PDF? Now, my favorite, and basically those are your options, by the way, is that you can, you know, use something like, you know, Microsoft Word, convert it to a PDF. I like that approach for professional looking ebooks. It's just a more professional, more highly supported software using Adobe PDF, and you can use a few different pieces of software to do the conversion for you. You can go up to Adobe's site itself and do 5 free downloads as a trial service for your email address. You can get something called PDF Pro, which will do the link for you, the conversion for you from Microsoft Word to PDF at a pretty reasonable cost. And then, you can always invest in the full Adobe suite, which will run you $300 or $400 for the full publishing software. All of the, you know, those are many different choices there, but ideally you want to be able to have that capability of developing your ebooks into a PDF, Adobe PDF format. There are situations where I've used executable compilers or ebook software where it takes, you know, HTML pages, you format your content in terms of web pages, and it will automatically convert those web pages into an ebook with links, etc. Now, I find those good for viral marketing tools because they have some pretty good branding capabilities. If you want to do a rebrand or a viral marketing ebook, that's great. But as a sellable ebook, I just haven't found they've caught on. I find there are support issues with the executables only running on certain types of operating systems, on Windows operating systems. And so there are a lot of headaches that you may want to watch out for. So I always fall back on the PDF format. That's my favorite. So question number 3, how many pages or how long should an ebook be? And this is a really interesting question because, you know, the point to be made here is you can't vary too far from the standard book format. When someone buys an ebook, if you go, you know, severely under what a normal nonfiction book would register in at, which is about, you know, 100 to 150 pages, if you fall in the 40, you know, or under page category, or if you're shipping something that's 500 or 600 pages, you're going to get people that are going to complain. You're going to get returns because people are coming at it from the point of view of, you know, here's what I'm used to. Here's the standard publishing format. So stick to that format if you're going to go with an ebook. If you want to go with a different format, though, that's another interesting topic because you can often get higher perceived value for your product if you put out, you know, a 15 or 20 page special report and price it. You know, you can often price it the same as an ebook. So those are other options for you. Another option is to put it into a manual or a set of paid mini courses. I mean, you've got lots of different options for delivery, all of which might actually get you more value than a typical ebook. So keep that in mind when you're thinking of planning, laying out your ebook and how long it should be. Question number 4, how do I protect my ebook content? First point to be made here. You know, in the 6+ years I've been delivering digital products online, I've found 2 cases where I have found people that have been reselling my products against the rules. And in both of those cases, I'm convinced those were mistakes, that in fact, those people thought they had reprint rights to the product when they didn't. In fact, one of those cases was a lawyer. And so he was more surprised than anyone that he didn't have rights to this product. It was a clear mistake. So the incidents of this happening, I think, are fairly rare. So that's the first point to be made, that a lot of people think the problem is going to be much bigger than it actually is. Second thing is that you want to clearly identify that your book is copyright material. With so much reprint right and licensed material floating around out there, one of the biggest problems you can have is people, just the example I just gave you, that people make a mistake and they think they have rights to resell your product. So make it in bold letters right at the front of your product that this is copyrighted material, not for resale. This is licensed to your company, and provide an email address if someone wants to have rights to part of the product, and that's okay if they email you before. Third point is that there are security features within Adobe PDF that a lot of people don't know about. You can limit who can print your product. You can turn printing completely off. Turn off the ability to save the file to your hard disk. So there, explore some of those features, because Adobe PDF does have many security features. A fourth bullet on this is that you want to be able to password protect your download directory. So one way of doing this is to, through your web hosting agent, through your admin panel, you can put security rights on different directories. Store your download in in its own directory, its own subdirectory on your site, and create a password protected, a password to protect that. And what you do is, once someone has purchased the product, they take them to a thank you page, which tells them they're going to get a follow-up email with the password emailed to them. So what you're doing is you're not sending them immediately to the download page where you'd have to leave it unsecured. So, and then what you do is you have an autoresponder, whether it's AWeber or Pro Autoresponder that I use, that automatically sends out an email message once your order is taken. Now, I use One Shopping Cart as my front end for my payment processor and my shopping cart. And in that case, it offers you the ability to, upon an order, send out a message to an autoresponder account, which in fact sends my customer the thank you email with the secure password enclosed. So those are just some tips on how you can actually secure the entire process and the content from your ebook. And finally, to question number 5, what about ebook covers and graphics and, you know, various questions like this? And my first comment is, absolutely, you need to be professional. You need to have a professional looking ebook cover. I highly recommend Vaughn Davidson from Killer Covers, but there are some, there's some others out there as well. Bottom line is, you need to be able to have a professional looking cover. Now, any ebook cover can develop the small graphic that you see on the websites. They can create a multiple, a manual diagram or a software box diagram graphic. But they can also develop for you a full-sized flat graphic, and they usually do this at no additional cost, which you can use as your book cover to put in front of the file. It just makes it look that much more professional to have that larger size book cover. The other thing is, you want to have a flat mini graphic cover, so that when and if you decide to market your product on Amazon, you'll require both that big one and the small one to be included when you upload your book to somebody like Lightning Source, who does fulfillment for Amazon. And so all of those things you can get for anywhere from $50 to $100 as part of your graphics package from a graphics developer. And folks, you're going to make that back in a couple of ebook sales, and it's going to more than pay for itself to get those graphics done. I think it's very professional. That said, don't overwhelm your site with graphics. I'm not a big fan of graphics outside of just having your professional product image up there, maybe a nice looking banner. But the focus needs to be on your headline and on your sales page, so don't fill it up with other graphics. And so I hope that's been useful. Those are 5 of the questions that I get asked the most. And I'll continue to update you as we get other questions that come through, and do another segment like this, because I think it's useful, almost like a frequently asked questions, because these are things that I know you guys are struggling with. I struggle with them myself. And it's only through years of learning and through years of pain in a lot of cases that I've been able to find the resources I have. And let me give you also my resource site. It's hiretrustmarketing.com/resources.html. And you'll find a lot of the resources that I've used and that I trust and that I would trust enough to let other people know about that are, you know, of good value, good support, and strong tool sets are posted at that resources site. So that's hiretrustmarketing.com/resources .html. And so that wraps it up for this issue of the of our podcast, Information Product Publishing Podcast. And I hope you take advantage of the Info Marketer Zone offer. Once again, you'll find that at our hiretrustmarketing.com/blog. You have 1 week left, last week, to get the $1.95 60-day trial. And then it goes up to the $27 a month regular price, and I won't be offering that again. This is purely a launch, and it's to celebrate the fact that a lot of the subscribers helped me along the way to get to this point, and I want you to be able to benefit from that offer. So take a gander up at the blog and take a look at that. And that's it for this week. We'll talk to you again next week. This is HireTrustMarketing.com.